Well, Techie Sports, the girls' volleyball postseason will continue tonight with regional action in 3A, 4A, and 5A here in the area. And Class 3A matches tonight in Region 2. Atlantic will be on the road at Clarinda to open up postseason play. Greene County is at Kemper Catholic. Southeast Valley plays at East Sac County. And Red Oak will host Shenandoah tonight. Also in Class 4A play tonight in Region 1, Storm Lake is at Denison. Also in Region 2 this evening, Perry will play at Dallas Center Grimes, Winterset hosting Des Moines Hoover. In Region 3 in Class 4A, it'll be Glenwood at Lewis Central and Carlisle playing at Creston. Also in Class 5A play tonight in Region 2, Thomas Jefferson will play at Abraham Lincoln in a Council Bluffs showdown. Those matches all getting underway at 7 o'clock tonight. The winners all advancing in postseason girls volleyball tournament play. Well, the regular football season is over after Friday night's action in high school play around the region, and that means postseason football getting underway this week. And the traditional first-round Wednesday night showdowns are all set for Wednesday evening. 7 o'clock kickoffs in all these matchups on Wednesday night. And here's a look at the matchups here in the region. In class, in the eight-man class, first of all, it'll be Exira EHK at home. The Spartans will host East Mills in a first-round matchup on Wednesday night. Also in action Wednesday night, Arweva will play at Coon Rapids Bayard. And East Union will be at Fremont Mills. Stanton will play at Glidden-Ralston. And it will be Lennox at home against Twin Cedars. Those are your eight-man first-round games for around this area on Wednesday night. Also Wednesday night in Class A, first-round play. Among the matchups, Audubon will be at home. The Wheelers, at 8-1 on the season, will host a 6-3 Lawton-Bronson squad in a first-round matchup on Wednesday night. Also, Bedford will be on the road. The Bulldogs will play at Mount Air. St. Albert will be on the road as well. They'll play at Akron Westfield in a first-round matchup, while Logan Magnolia will be at home. The Panthers will host Woodbury Central in first-round play Wednesday night. Also in Class 1A play on Wednesday evening, among the matchups, AHSTW will be at home. The Vikings will host Ridgeview in a first-round matchup Wednesday night. Also, Panorama at home. The Panthers will play Ogden in first-round play. Missouri Valley will hit the road as the Big Reds travel to play at South Central Calhoun. Underwood takes their perfect 9-0 mark into the playoffs at home on their first-round matchup, as the Eagles will be at home against I-35 to open the playoff run. And IKM Manning will have to hit the road. They'll travel to Pocahontas area for a first-round matchup in Class 1A coming up on Wednesday evening. Also on Wednesday night, a Class 2A first-round play, Kemper Catholic will hit the road as they'll play at South Tama in a first-round matchup. Also, Shenandoah will be on the road. They'll play at East Sac County in first-round action coming up on Wednesday evening. Now, in other matchups in Class 3A, Creston will play at Harlan in a first-round matchup. Those two district foes will meet up again in the first round of the playoffs. Harlan 8-1, Creston 5-4 in the regular season. Glenwood will travel. They'll play on the road at Carroll in a first-round matchup on Wednesday night. Also, Dallas Center Grimes will be at home as they'll host Carlisle in first-round play. Also in Class 4A action on Wednesday night, Lewis Central into the playoffs as they'll meet another 6-3 team, Urbandale. That game at Urbandale on Wednesday night. All those games that we mentioned getting underway at 7 o'clock Wednesday night in the first round of the high school football playoffs. In NFL action yesterday, Alex Smith threw for 251 yards and a touchdown. Cairo Santos kicked three field goals, and the Kansas City Chiefs beat the injury-filled Pittsburgh Steelers 23-13 Sunday, snapping a five-game losing streak. Sharkhandrick West added 110 yards rushing and his first career touchdown for the Chiefs. Eric Berry intercepted his first pass since his cancer diagnosis last December. Meanwhile, the Chiefs shut down Pittsburgh's Landry Jones, who made his first NFL start in place of the injured Ben Roethlisberger and Mike Vick. Jones threw for 209 yards and a touchdown, but he was also picked off twice and lost a fumble. Le'Veon Bell ran for 121 yards for the Steelers. Antonio Brown had six catches for 124 yards. And Martavis Bryant caught his 11th touchdown pass in 12 games. Steelers fall to 4-3 with that loss. The Chiefs improved to 2-5 with that victory yesterday. In other National Football League action on Sunday, Jacksonville beat Buffalo 34-31 in a game played in England. It was Atlanta over Tennessee 10-7. St. Louis beat Cleveland 24-6. Miami outscored Houston 44-26. Minnesota a winner over Detroit 28-19. It was New Orleans topping Indianapolis 27-21. New England got by the New York Jets 30-23. Washington a big rally, down 24-0. They rallied back to beat Tampa Bay 31-30. It was Oakland over San Diego 37-29. The New York Giants beating Dallas 27-20. And Carolina keeps rolling as the Panthers beat Philadelphia 27-16. Well, top-ranked Ohio State picked up an additional 11 first-place votes in the Associated Press Top 25 College Football poll following Utah's first loss of the season. The 8-0 Buckeyes have been number one all season, but have been losing first-place votes in recent weeks. The latest poll has them with 39 first-place votes following a 49-7 rout of Rutgers. Second-ranked Baylor picked up 7 first-place votes. Third-rated Clemson claimed 6 of them. And number 4 LSU received 5 first-place votes. TCU is rated 5th this week, followed by Michigan State, Alabama, Stanford, Notre Dame, and Iowa. The Hawkeyes jump into the top 10 this week. They're up 2 spots from their number 12 position last week. Utah slid from 3rd to 13th with its loss to Southern Cal. Florida State fell 8 spots to 17th in this week's poll with their last second loss to Georgia Tech. Well, Miami has fired football coach Al Golden just a day after the worst loss in the program's 90-year history. Golden went 32-25 with the Hurricanes and 17-18 in Atlantic Coast Conference play. His entire stint was marred by an NCAA investigation and subsequent fallout caused by things that happened before he arrived in Coral Gables. His last game with Miami was a 58-0 loss to then number 6 Clemson. A playoff hopeful Baylor is facing a potentially huge loss with quarterback Seth Russell set to see a specialist for a fractured bone in his neck. The extent of Russell's injury won't be known until after that visit early this week, but the second-ranked and undefeated Bears will almost certainly be without the top-rated FBS passer for at least some time. After Russell got hurt in the Bears' win over Iowa State on Saturday, Coach Art Briles said he was concerned about his health and then about football. George O'Leary has retired as the football coach at the University of Central Florida, effective immediately. That comes a day after the Knights dropped to 0-8 with a 59-10 loss to Houston, the worst home defeat in school history. Quarterbacks coach Danny Barrett has been named as the interim head coach. In a wild ending, Joey Logano finished first at Talladega Super Speedway. NASCAR said earlier in the week that it would make just one attempt to finish the race under green flag conditions, and Logano was the leader on what was supposed to be the final restart. But a spin in traffic behind him before he took the green extended the caution and set up one more chance for Dale Earnhardt Jr. and others. Instead, reigning Sprint Cup champion Kevin Harvick sputtered on the restart to trigger a multi-car accident. Logano did pass under the green flag, though, and NASCAR quickly threw the caution. It denied Earnhardt a chance to race for the win, and he was eliminated from the chase for the Cup playoffs. So was Denny Hamlin, who used Twitter to call the end of the race complete crap and apologize to anyone who spent money coming to this circus. Matt Kenseth and Ryan Newman also were eliminated from the chase. Smiley Kaufman has earned a victory in just his 5th PGA Tour start, taking the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open. Kaufman fired a final round 10-under-61 before waiting more than 2 hours to see if anyone could catch him. He played the final 11 holes in 9-under with an eagle and 7 birdies to finish at minus 16 for the tournament. Kevin Na, third-round leader Brett Stegmaier, Patton Kizzier and Cameron Tringali, Jason Bonn and Alex Cheka all tied for second. They were all just one stroke back. And longtime NBA head coach Flip Saunders has passed away at the age of 60. He was serving as coach, president, and part owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves when he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma in June. Doctors called it treatable and curable when the Timberwolves made the diagnosis public in August. Saunders took a leave of absence from the team in September after complications arose during his recovery. Saunders went 654-592 in 17 NBA seasons with the Wolves, Detroit Pistons, and Washington Wizards. Sam Mitchell has been named the team's interim head coach. GM Milt Newton is heading the team's personnel department. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Call John at 712-249-9086 or Levi at 712-249-6648. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.